It's very interesting that you guys work with sound, and you know, in relationship to that, those questions, because you know, compared to visual imagery, sound actually are harder to contain. And in that sense, I think it's very interesting, you know, in terms of this relationship between community and geography, and how, you know, perhaps sounds that were generated in Boyle Heights could be heard, you know, further down the street in the lofts, where, you know, now it's very expensive to live there now. So that was just the comment about that question when you guys were talking about that. And my question has to do with this. I think it's very interesting what you guys are doing to try to, or one of the things that I find really interesting is how you try to combine site recordings and site recordings that have to do with interviews, testimony, sort of experiences of groups of people that, you know, for the better or the worse, we often call marginalized. People who are outside of the dominant structure. And then you have this sort of strain of electronic music. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think it's a very interesting and very a very interesting thing that you're trying to do, and I want to hear more what you say about it. And so one of the things that I think may be interesting to think about is, so you have these testimonies of experience of people that we don't usually hear from, and then you have this sort of electronic process that sometimes makes it difficult to hear what they're saying. That's just one example, right? So it sounds like a critique, but it's only partly a critique. So I wonder if you guys can comment a little bit on that particular question.
I probably should shut up after this.
No, that's very interesting for me because when I first met Don and he told me something along the lines of we do electronic music, I said, bleh. And the whole idea of collaboration for me was like, okay, cool, we'll create space for him and whatever, and we'll keep doing our own work. But as this thing grew, you know, I started understanding more the process and what was happening. But I'm skipping a bunch of years in the process, but one day we're going to a meeting at Jackie Levitt's at UCLA, and that Don gives me this rough tape of the work that he's been developing on the recordings at Unión de Vecinos, and it's all these noises, and as we go in the car, I'm showing it to the women, working class Latino immigrant women that for whom this is all what I just did. It sounds weird, but when you listen to the recording and you hear the noises and how everything is distorted, there's actually sort of like a sequence of things. And when they came to give the presentation followed the same sequence as the recording. They were actually filtering, understanding, extracting what was on the recording. So as they were listening, the interest was, oh, look, that's the bell of the church. And they remember that. And then all of a sudden, oh, look, that's so-and-so singing the song. And they remember that. And then it's like, oh, that sounds like the bulldozers. And they remember that. And then they came to the talk, and they talked about the bells of the church, the so-and-so doing the chanting, and the bulldozers. And pretty much the order was the same. And, you know, following the Freudian kind of thing, they had actually deconstructed the thing, objectified this whole experience, and used it to help their own narrative about the events. So it works. It really worked. It was amazing for me. They didn't see it as a piece of art, but it was some form of I don't know, mnemonic device or element that helped develop the critique. So that's part one of this thing. The other part of it is how do you understand this? Is also how this opened the spaces, right? So over time, when we did this performance, intervention, whatever you want to call it, at Concrete Projections, when we were at the middle of the building, and they're talking, they were looking at all these videos, and there was the sound of the ultra-red tape, and also Don distorting or making, having us to, changing the voices of people as they were being broadcasted to the radio, I believe. the play of the sound with the video and the place where we were, which was still fairly dark at that night, it created a mood that that helped us talk about the issues. So at some level, I mean, someone who didn't have faith in that, I was really, really impressed to see it working. There is another element which I think there's this disparity when we move away from that and the music is out there. And I think that's the part that the audience misses. Because you miss all that relationship, you miss all that struggle, you miss all these people here. And so at some levels it doesn't make sense. And at that point, yeah, I would say that that's part of the critique that I think, and I don't know what to do with it. But when I bring it to the community, it works. So that's my not answer. I mean, I don't know. A comment on your comment.